Hi, welcome. Today is our full moon meditation gathering, and then we have our loyalty members, Linda, and then Jennifer, and then Janet, and then Natalia and Louis. Thank you for joining us again and support us all the time. We really appreciate it. And today, I just briefly talked to Linda about, the content of today. So, as you can see, I show this slideshow on the screen that you can see that, Mount Shasta is the root chakra of the Mother Earth. So that means we're going to talk about the Mother Earth's seven chakra system. Okay. So, but before that, let's take a few deep breaths. And then let's call in our guides. And then if you want to close your eye, you're welcome to do so. Take another deep breath. And then focus on your heart. And also focus on your third eye chakra. Call in your guardian angel. And calling your dragon be with you, support us, and protect us wherever we might go today during our meditation. Okay, take another deep breath. Feel your dragon right next to you. Feel the joyful energy. Excuse me. Happy energy, the support energy from your dragon, from your guardian angel, from your guides, from the masters. Okay, now you may open your eyes, but your dragon is still with you. Okay, so let's take a look at the seven chakras of Mother Earth. We did actually mention about this before in the previous gathering, but we didn't have any like information like right now we have. So I kind of make some slideshow here so you can have a more visual with this, so that would be better. And then the root chakra of Mother Earth is a Mount Shasta, as we all know. It's in Northern California in the United States. And then where is the location within our human body of the root chakra is at the base of your spine. So if you can kind of touch the bottom of your spine, kind of feel it, you can feel a bone right there. And that's where your base chakra, which is also called root chakra. And then if we resonate with the Mother Earth, base chakra, root chakra, it's in Mount Shasta. That's where the Linda lives forever there. And then if we look at the next line is a base chakra, because we know the seven chakra of in our human body, they are energy center. So they resonate with our daily life or whatever we need to focus on. So its base chakra is associated with the security for trust and ability to function within everyday issues. So grounding is very important for us, because as we go up higher on the energy level, on the vibration level, we want to make sure our body also grounded with the Mother Earth. Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're floating, you're not grounding, which is, which is kind of not stable for you, physical, on the physical level, on the emotional level, on the spiritual level. So if you have a signs of an imbalance about weight issues, lethargic, apathetic, constipation, those are the signs of a imbalance of a root chakra. Okay, so this, and then you can see the red symbol is the symbol of a base chakra. Okay, and then on the right side is the Belshazzar picture I took early July when I was there, and at the Bunny Flat. Bunny Flat. Louis used to live in Belshazzar for years too, So yeah, Louis and Linda, they're old timers in Belshazzar. And me too.
Me too.
I
Well, you
lived
live
there
in
for
that,
years.
right?
Yeah. So that's our root chakra in Belshazzar. Okay. And then let's take a look at the second one. The next one. Hold on. Okay. So Linda, can you see this clearly?
Yes. Can we
Okay,
read it?
since you've been to Lake Titicaca, would you have the honor to
Talk about
go
it.
through this with us for us?
Yeah. My first trip, I've been there three times. My first trip was at Lake Titicaca. And what people don't understand, the minute you get close to it, it's at the highest vibration and also the highest altitude. So it's pretty hard to miss. And the way they have it set on the lake, they have all these homes and different stuff. It says signs of imbalance. And you can certainly feel that there because a lot of people, when they go on the bus and as you're approaching, because it's such a high altitude, people do get out of balance and the altitude can really affect them. And it definitely have panic attacks. And also with the sacral chakra, it can have, not just like Titicaca, but you can have sexual stuff. And also that's another part that people don't realize about the sacral chakra. It's also the empowering kind of chakra, and where you've got to be careful of not being too codependent, because then you're out of your element. You're kind of helping people and doing stuff that's maybe inappropriate for you to do. They should do their own work. So the actual area of that, and when you go there, you can't miss it. As far as the energetic stuff, it's like,
Right.
it's beautiful. Who else has been there?
Not me. No.
Nobody?
No.
No.
No? Well, anyway, and the thing they don't tell you is again about this altitude thing. So you're better off if you go to a lower altitude and kind of get adapted. Because it kind of shakes you. It just does. But that's also the sacral chakra. It's such an important one, and it's such an important one for your empowerment. Because if you look at the sacral chakra, and when we do the meditation, and it's kind of clouded, there's something going on inside of you that needs clearing or healing. So it's an important one to focus on, and a lot of different healers, have specific areas that they work on. And especially when you feel that, when I say this, when you feel weak or you're not sure, because it can kind of throw you off. And like I said, like Titicaca does that anyway. As beautiful as it is, and the people are gracious and wonderful, it kind of jars you, and it really represents really. And you always hear people going there, but until you go there, I didn't know that it was such high altitude and people have trouble going there. I didn't know that. I didn't have that much trouble. Other people did. I did okay. But it kind of expresses the sacral chakra, that it's an adjustment, to like what this says, the balance. Because if you're
Yeah.
imbalanced, it's going to show up, So that's part, kind of the sacral chakra. It's such an important one. And I think sometimes we kind of sidestep it, say, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. Like so many things.
Yeah, thank you, Linda.
Sure.
So, what I learned when I was trying to pull up those information, I learned that actually Lake Titicaca is on border of Peru and then Bolivia, so
Yeah.
it's on the two country. So
Right.
that's kind of interesting, you know. And also, the sacral chakra is also about creativity. Yeah, and that's also where your inner child located. So yeah, that's like Linda says, very important. Yeah. So yeah, let's move on to the next one. Who been to Australia, Uluru? Anybody? No? So Janet, can you help with us to go through this for everyone here?
Yeah, sure. The Uluru and Catatuju Rock says airs. I didn't do that too well.
That's
Usually,
okay.
is in central the central Australia,
Yes.
and it's also in the area above the navel. In our bodies, and it's pretty important. It's associated with self-awareness, ambition, empathy, that empathy that we have for, people and working and doing what might need to be done as healers and people who, work with other people. Trying to help them get to a place where they can raise their vibration. Being associated with self-awareness, you do quite a bit of work. We do quite a bit of work there for all of us, because the first thing that we have to do is be self-aware in order to really raise our vibration. And empathy be have the empathy that we need to have for people, so that we can feel them because we feel them anyway. We might as well know what we're feeling, so or why. And then the signs of imbalance are allergies, tiredness, muscle aches, and diabetes. And diabetes is one of the ugliest diseases I know of. I'm so thankful that, it's never been in my family for some reason. So I think the more that we look at that chakra behind our solar plexus, because that's where we feel it. When it gets off balance and when it gets to where we're not doing what we should be, that's where we feel it is right there at the heart. So, yeah, and
Very good.
that's our third chakra. So, going up the
Thank you.
trail.
And also you see the symbol, the color is yellow, and there's
Yes, the
a
color is
triangle
yellow.
point down, and actually there are 10 petals outside of us the symbol. Yeah. So that's very good. Thank you, Janet.
Is that for the lotus or
No,
just
it's just 10 petals. Yeah,
okay?
because each one, like for example, the sacral is only six petal.
Ah,
Yeah.
yes,
And this one is a four petal, like a four
right.
elements, you know, grounding you. Yeah. Okay, so let's go to next one is a heart chakra. Luis, would you like to do this one for you and for us, please?
So certainly, I'll do this one. The heart chakra on the planet is located in Glastonbury in Shaftesbury, England, at a place called Stonehenge. It's the area on the human body relates to the heart and the chest. And the color, of course, is green. Green is the color of the heart chakra because green is the color in the center of the spectrum of visible light. the qualities associated with the heart chakra are self-esteem, love, forgiveness, and friendship. And central to everything human.
Yes.
Signs of imbalance are immune system issues, fatigue, repetitive colds and flu. I can't speak about that. I don't know much about the signs of imbalance. But it looks to me like the symbol has 12 petals.
And both it's a Star of David inside.
Star of David.
Well, inside. Oh, nice. That's
Star
great.
Of David. Yeah.
With the two triangles, one pointing upward, one pointing downward.
That's correct. Very good. Thank you, Luis. And also, when I was gathering the information, I also learned that Holy Grail is actually in the Glastonbury
mm-hmm.
and Sacred Spear is in Shiftonsbury. So those are from Bible, but you know, those are also sacred items that we know.
Absolutely.
So that's why, you know, Stonehenge, very important and very powerful. So hopefully one day soon, I will be able to visit there.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so let's go on the next one, throat chakra. Natalia, would you like to do this one for us, please? Hello?
She's got her phone.
Oh, she's on the phone. Okay, Jennifer, can you do this one for us?
Okay.
Thank you.
Throughout the Great Pyramid of Giza, Egypt, Mount Sinai, and Mount of Olives. The area is the throat, the neck, ears, and shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Associated with communication, expressing emotions, and creativity. Signs of imbalance is sore throat, skeletal problems with shoulders, arms, and hands, asthma, and thyroid imbalance.
Have you been to a pyramid yet?
No.
Oh, Louis, I've been there before. Cool. Yeah. So this one, the symbol is 16 petals. Yeah. And then triangle inside with a circle inside and color of a blue.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Okay, so is Natalia?
I'm here.
Okay, you're up.
I'm back.
You're up.
Yes.
Next one. Third eye.
Third eye. Every 2,000 years moves west. A 1/12.
Yeah.
Age of Pisces, I guess.
Yes.
In the fifth throat chakra.
Yes.
Great Pyramid, Age of Aquarius, will move into the fourth heart chakra, Stonehenge. So the area between the eyebrows, associated with intuition, thought, dreams, signs of imbalance, headaches, vision problems, and mood swings.
Cool. So yeah, right now we are moving to Aquarius age. So the third eye chakra is still, you know, between the Great Pyramid and the Stonehenge. So it's in between right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important too. So very good. Thank you. Yeah. So let's see the next one. Okay. Crown chakra is in the Mount Kailash. It's in Tibet. So we know it's on top of our head and associated with the happiness and linked to a higher power, which is divine or source of a universe, you know, higher dimension, masters, you know, in a higher realm. Yeah. So this is actually, if you look at the first picture, in a way, it looks like a pyramid already, you know.
Yeah.
It looks like the shape of the pyramid.
Pyramid.
Yeah, but the picture on on the bottom, it shows the four phases of Mount Kailash. So yeah, I haven't been to this one, even though, you know, it's in, you know, Tibet, which is very close to, is next to mainland China, but because I'm from Taiwan, so hopefully one day I get to go there too, you know.
Me too.
Signs of an imbalance is, oh man, I cannot read this. Can somebody help me out?
Epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, extreme fatigue, and self-doubt.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. So yeah, so you can look at the symbol. It's a purple, and then it's a many, many petals. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very beautiful, like a, looks like a, you know, lotus, something like that. So those are our Mother Earth's seven chakras. And so this is what we share today with everyone here, and then our, you know, potential audience, that they will be able to look at the information, you know, as well. But now I'm going to turn this over. I don't think we have anything more. Okay. So I'm going to turn this over to Linda, because Linda have a wonderful news going to share with us.
Linda. A second. Okay. This, I think I brought it up one other time. I finished my book, and Lewis has written several books. But I started this in 2015, and my first journey to Mount Shasta was 1978. And I'm only picking certain stories. I have a lot of stories. I'm a storyteller, but I put specific ones in this book, and I sort of stopped, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And then I had decided that I would also add, we had a business here called Mount Shasta Urban Health, and I added that, and I added my Peruvian trip, because when I started my Peruvian thing, it was by an old boyfriend came to my house in 1988 and wanted to go, and I couldn't go because I was going through legal stuff with my ex-husband. So I even put that in here. But then I finally went in 2018, and how these all connect with Mount Shasta and these sacred places. And then I have one interesting chapter that I enjoyed writing and had a hard time, and it's called Houdini. And it's basically, okay, you kind of get the drift, right? How we get out of situations, you know? And some of them are pretty strategic, and we all have known people who pick up their marbles. We're not done, you know, having the relationship with them, and they're out of sight. But we all do it in different ways. And so that was, like I said, and I kept, because I don't know, I wanted to make it kind of light, Houdini, you know, because sometimes it's the best thing to do is to get out of the situation. And I'm going to tell you, this guy I was involved with, this is the funny part, and I love this story. But he had done AA, and he had done this, and he had been my fire keeper, and he had done hypnotherapy, and he had done all of this stuff. And he was pretty advanced in things, a little younger than me, but that didn't have anything to do with it. But when things got too good for him, what that meant is life was working too good, whether it be he had better jobs or he had this, and he would just take off. He went to New York one time, and we had been at a concert with a bunch of people, and he came in and he said, "I need to tell you something." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "I'm moving out." There was never a fight. There was none of that. So the last picture, we were moving up to Mount Shasta, I thought. God took care of things much better than I would have. And he asked me about the queen size bed. And he says to me, "So what are you going to do with this queen size bed?" And I said, "I don't know. I hadn't gotten that far." He said, "Can I have it?" I said, "Okay." And with that, took the bedding off and ran down the street with a queen size bed on his back.
Oh my God.
Literally. And I stood there in the doorway saying, "Okay, this is the fourth time we've done the Houdini." And what spirit says to me, and until you see a real good looking guy that has no shirt on running down the street with a queen size bed, you're going, "Okay, I'm getting it. This would be my life." And it would have been, you know, like I said, it's some really good qualities, but I just stood there. And that's my favorite thing about the Houdini, because it's funny. And it, oh, I lived in a residential area, a one-way street. So he's going down towards a Catholic church, which is three doors away, with a queen-size bed on his back.
Oh my God. And no
So,
shirt.
yeah. Well, and Janet knows him, but I mean,
I do.
it's just kind of funny that the things that come up in the shamanic stuff. That I mean, my Houdini thing is fun, but then other things came up because when we opened the business, people, thought, okay, you're doing this. Well, Lewis knows because he had the same situation. We're going to sit around and meditate, and we're going to do this because we're in Mount Shasta, and then you write down the challenges, as of being a spiritual person. I had to put a French drain in. I had two floods. I had to change a bathroom, and that was in the beginning, And
Right.
so, probably everybody on this call has had those challenges where you think, okay, I'll just sit here and pray, everything will go good. And that's when people come to Mount Shasta. I always say, well, how long have you been here and what's happened? They, oh, it's great. And I want to say, just wait, just wait.
Just you wait in
It
me
doesn't
and
matter if you're
just
in
you wait.
Sedona, it doesn't matter if you're in Peru, there's always challenges with his spiritual life. So
Yeah.
that was really my point of writing and telling little stories. Some are harder than others, and other ones are, are fun and interesting. So that's kind of, and I also wrote about being out in nature because when I started this, I had a beauty shop by San Francisco Airport with nine operators and three manicurists. So I would go from the beauty shop, and we had Franklin Mint people, very established, wealthy people. And then I'd be out with in the hills here with these Indians doing crazy stuff before I moved up here. And that was about 10 years of that. So
Yeah.
I, because everybody always wants to, I want that more spiritual life. I want to do this. And I
Oh,
always
but
say
you
to
don't even
everybody,
know.
I always go, are you sure? Do you have any idea what you're asking for? So that's kind of what my book's about. And it's short stories like that. And I didn't, it's only 30, what do you say, 30,000 words, but it's short. It's not real thick. I wish it was thicker, but I'm on my second one now, so I have some more interesting stuff, I think. But the process of doing this, everybody talks about doing the book, and Lewis knows, but marketing it and getting it out there is a whole different challenge. And I'm in a really good group of people. It's called Kapusha Publishing. And they really guide you. So there's lots of meetings and great people. And I was first involved with them in 2015. Oh, my dog is barking. I don't know why. Anyway, so that's it. And I'm doing my launch on Friday night at a, there's a big bookstore here, a big. And I thought, you know what? I want to do something small. And the woman who owns this store, her name's Kiko. And up until the pandemic, I would do a sweat for her every summer, at least one and sometimes two. And she'd have sometimes 20, 25 Japanese people. And she's very, really neat person. And so I'm using her little store as the launch. And I went in there, and the gal who runs it for her cat, I go, would you mind doing my launch here? And she looks at me and she says, well, I've never done a launch. Sure, we'll do it. So I wanted it to be a little more local and small. So we'll see who shows up. But it's very interesting because it's kind of like writing it is one whole dramatic thing of it, but then getting to the next part, waiting to get it. And then also I had the link for the ebook, and then people write reviews, and then I have to send out the link to people and see if they want to do that. So I, not only am I involved in selling it, but I'm involved in all the different aspects of it, which is good. I mean, I wouldn't have done it on my own because I wouldn't have known how to do it. So I appreciate their support and their help. And I met some really wonderful people who have written books and are promoting them, but also getting awards and doing stuff. So it's an interesting group of people that I would not have met here. So that's pretty much it. So it's,
Congratulations,
yeah,
Linda.
thank you.
Congrats. Yeah, congratulations, my dear friend.
So, where else can we get your book?
Just go on Amazon, and it's called Unexpected Adventures in Shamanism, and it's by
Okay.
Linda Held.
All right. When I put this video.
Oh yeah, put it on there. That'd
yeah,
be great.
I will put it. I will also put it on the
yeah
description.
That would be great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wonderful.
By a suburban housewife, no less.
Yeah. Well, what does it say? I have to put my glasses on. Nadia, I'm with you. A suburban's mom's journey on the red road.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Finally, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Good. Yeah. So yeah, any other topic we need to talk about today or?
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to share or any prayers or anything that you want to bring
yeah.
forward?
I'd like to say, that I'm coming to California next week to spend a month with my brother. And after that, I'm going to take the train to Dunsmuir and spend the first 2 weeks of September in Mount Shasta.
Oh, good.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, first 2 weeks of September. Oh, cool.
The first 2 weeks of September.
Yeah. Okay.
And
very good. So,
Linda, I'm going to buy the book when I'm there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do a sweat sometime around that, but I have to do a couple things. So maybe we'll try to schedule it when you're here.
I'm planning to stay in my old house in my old bedroom.
Oh, nice. Well, that's a nice house.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So your friend is inviting you there.
Yeah, he's invited me to come.
Oh, sweet.
That's wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. God, I wish I could come out there. A way will be made.
Right.
Somehow, right. Some way, it's going to come.
Thank you, Lewis. I'm glad you told me.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Certainly.
Okay. So, yeah, that will be our gathering today. A lot of information. And then also Linda's book just published. You can get
you
it
for
from
that.
Amazon.
I'm kind of shy about it, but.
Yeah,
I guess I'm coming out of the shy part.
Good, good, good.
And then I get pushy.
Yeah, you can order the ebook on Amazon or the paper.
Or
paper
you can
edition.
Do an ebook for 99 cents. And if you do the ebook, like I said, write a review even if you haven't read it. Say
right
it.
On.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so we will see you next time. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Oh, happy full moon.
Yeah.
Happy
yes.
Full moon.
Happy full moon.
Good to see you all too.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Oh, here we go again.